This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, day 30. So this is the last day of Ramadan. I hope that you have enjoyed it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you your ibadat. Tomorrow is Eid insha'Allah ta'ala. And there are certain etiquettes about Eid. There's certain sunan that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do in Eid. Some of the sunan that the Prophet used to do in Eid is taking a bath. So before he heads to the masjid, he would take a bath, and also he would put his most beautiful garment. He had what garment that he would only put in Eid, that he would put on in Eid. So meaning that you would put your most beautiful clothes to go for Eid. Not like, not any clothes, but something really nice to show that this is Eid. Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Oh, son of Adam, take your adornment, when you go to the masjid. So especially this is Eid, so you should show that, you would wear maybe your most beautiful clothes that you have. Another sunnah that the Prophet, or another sunnah the Prophet used to do, alayhi sallam, before going for Eid, is that he would break his fast with dates, and in an odd number of dates, maybe like 1 or 3 dates, 5 dates, depending on mashallah tabarakallah your size. But 3 dates is the norms. So this is something that the Prophet used to do, and then he would not eat after that until after duha, which means until after he would finish salat al-eid and the khutbah al-eid. Another thing that the Prophet used to do is that he would walk to the masjid. Yani he would walk to the, in fact, Salat al-Eid would happen in the outskirts, so it's not in the masjid. So he would walk from one way and he would come back from another way. So here, in your case, maybe if you can walk, it's amazing, it's great. But if you cannot walk to the masjid because the masjid is far away from you, you could, you drive. So of course you would have to drive from one way and you're going to drive back from the other way. It's another sunnah of the Prophet alayhi wasallam. At the time of Eid, one should show happiness, one should show joy, why? Because it's Eid. So the Prophet ﷺ used to, celebrate it, and the Sahaba, they used to celebrate Eid, and they would show a lot of joy, a lot of, happiness, especially with kids. So it's Eid, show that let the kids, feel the spirit of Eid. Our kids know about Christmas and about, Santa Claus who gives toys. We give money, and the shuyukh and the Muslims, they give money. So maybe you can give some treats to your kids, inshallah ta'ala, and make them feel the happiness of Eid and the joy of Eid, regardless of what's happening out there. That does not mean that we are forgetting about the situation all over the world, but it's just Eid, and we need to celebrate it, inshallah ta'ala. Another thing that we ought to do in Eid is the takbirat al-Eid. So the takbir of al-Eid is, takes the form, and in fact it starts from Fajr of the day of Eid until the Imam, stands to give the salah and the khutbah. So, and the takbirat al-Eid is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Or Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. These are the two most authentic forms of Eid, takbirat al-Eid. Another thing that the Prophet ﷺ used to do, or the Sahaba, which is another etiquette or another sunnah, is the greetings of Eid. The greetings of Eid is by saying Eid Mubarak, or Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum, or anything in that, in such that, you greet people for Eid. Greet your friends, greet your family. This is an opportunity to, in fact, get hold of your family to wish them Eid Mubarak. And last but not least, as the Prophet ﷺ used to have Eid, you know, out in the outskirts, he would invite everyone. He would let everybody know, and that it's Eid, so bring everyone. The kids would come, women would come, men would come, old, young, and everybody. To the extent that even women who are going to the menses would still come to pray Eid. I mean, not to pray Eid, but to witness and to. They may not pray, they cannot pray, but they can still attend the khutbah al-Eid and attend the dua of the Eid. So just to show that everybody should participate in the joy of al-Eid. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your Eid, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it Eid Mubarak for you and for your loved ones, and to accept your ibadat from you. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaghfir lakum. Barakallahu feekum. Until another episode, inshaAllah ta'ala, if Allah gives us life to meet you again, inshaAllah ta'ala, maybe in 2017, to have another series of Rocky Ramadan. I know it's sad for me, at least, you know, that this will be my last episode for today or for this month. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put it in my mizan and your mizan of hasanat. Jazakum Allah khair. Stay in touch with me through my website, you know, www.rocktraining.com, or through my social media like Facebook and Twitter and others. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.